B'chorus Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin 8-7, the basic point of this Mishnah is to say that when the Torah prescribes a specific payment, like for example 5 shkolim to do pidyon haben, so it means 5 specific weights made out of pure silver. Okay, now there are a bunch of technicalities here which make things a little confusing, but let's first get the non-confusing stuff. In the time of the Mishnah, coins, let's say the sela, was described like the weight of the coin, but there were two types of slime. There was the tsuri, from tsur, in English Tyre. Tyre is a city on the Lebanese coast today. It was ancient Phoenicia. And there they produced pure silver coins. So that was the kesef tsuri. And also kesef medina, the local currency, which was one part silver to 8 parts copper. So the same 19-gram coin would only be 1/8 silver. So the point of our mission is going to say is that the coins you have to use have to be the tsuri, the Tyrian silver coins that are pure silver coins with no added copper. That's the main point. Now, as far as the weights go, so this gets confusing. The shekel of the chumash is essentially the same as the sela of the Mishnah. That's especially confusing because in the Mishnah, there's such a coin as a shekel, which is half of a sela. So this is confusing, but I can't help it. So whenever the chumash says 5 shkalim, of, you know, holy shekels, that will be, the Mishnah will refer to that as 5 slaim, of Mishnaic slime. And the Mishnah is going to say, we're talking about slime that are from tsuri, they're from tsur, they are tsuri, they are pure silver slime, not the usual 1/8 silver kind of the local Medina. As far as the weights go, getting a little more technically, in the time of the, like Moshe Rabbeinu, so, and really, they in antiquity, like the Rambam and so on, everyone, they used barley grains, which are pretty consistent in their weight, as like the baseline, okay? So the weight of a shekel of Kodesh, the shekel of the Torah, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, was 320 grains of barley. Okay, long, long ago, in the time of Yechezkel, they already, Chazal added a fifth to the weight, like they made you have to pay a little, like a 20% extra in terms of the amount of silver. So while the Torah says the shekel, which would have weighed in Moshe Rabbeinu's time 320 grains of barley, the halach is you have to add 20%, that brings you to 384 grains of barley per sela of pure silver. Okay, the rabbis have the power to do that. Now, if you have to give 5 slaim for the Mishnah, which is 5 shekel kodesh of the chumash, you're talking 5 times 384 grains of barley, which gets you to 1,920 grains of barley, which works out to being, according to the Poskim Chazon Ish of Chaim Noah, tachlis, you're going to use lamaisa, 96 grams of pure silver. This is actually, again, also a little higher than, like, probably would, whatever, that's halacha. So therefore, 96, we assume that 1,920 grains of barley equals 96 grams, and you have to pay 96 grams of silver. As of this recording, which is the end of 2025, that works out to being a little more than 500 Israeli shekels in the modern currency, or about a little more than 150 US dollars of value. Okay? Just another one more parenthetical important point. There is actually a technical term called a grain, which is like a measure of weight, just like pounds and ounces and grams are a technical term of weight. So the grain, the technical grain, which is like loosely based on the barley corns, but they actually work out to being essentially 65 milligrams. That's a technical definition of a grain, but the Chazal halacha, like in our Mishnah, for example, it assumes that the grain, the barley grains, weigh 50 milligrams, so 20 of them per gram. Okay, fine. So our Mishnah therefore says inside, Chamesh slime shall ben b'mana tsuri. The 5 slime you're going to pay to do pidyon haben, you have to use mana tsuri, you have to use the currency from tsur, from Tyre, meaning pure silver coins, pure slime that are 100% silver in content. Similarly, says the Mishnah, the other places in the Chumash where we give a specific amount of money to pay, we're talking again pure silver coins. So when it says Shloshim Shel Eved, if a person has a Shor HaMu'ad, a confirmed dangerous animal, and it kills Eved Kanani, his neighbor's slave, so then the Torah says, you know, has a, I don't know, there's sort of a conundrum. A person's life is of infinite value on the one hand, on the other hand, the neighbor lost actual economic asset of a slave. So the Torah gives a fixed amount, so we don't look at the value of the person, which just can't be valued. We just say simply the penalty is to pay the owner who lost a slave 30 shekelim from the Torah. So again, it's a silver shekelim, six times the amount of the pidyon haben. And v'chamishim shel onus v'shel mafata. The onus is the rapist, the mafata is the seducer. Again, if he ends up sleeping with this girl that weren't married, so he has to pay the nara, she pays to the father. It's going to be a fixed amount of essentially the 10 times the amount of value that I described a second ago for pidyon haben, which is 5. This is 50. The Torah says 50 shekelim for the onus of the mafata. And umeya shel moti shemra. The moti shemra, the slanderer, this is the case where he's done the first stage of marriage, kedushin, with this nara, but before they finish up doing the second part of the stage, nesuin, and she moves in with him, he alleges and conspires to get fake witnesses that she was adulterous in the meantime, and he is found to be lying. So aside from getting malchus and the like, so he also has to pay a penalty. The fine he pays there is 100 shekelim, says the Torah, and therefore the Mishnah here is saying, again, that's going to be with pure silver coins, so we're talking about 20 times what pidyon haben numbers are. Kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'manetzuri. They're all based on the shekel hakodesh, the Torah's holy shekel, which is the seal of the Mishnah, which has to be paid manetzuri using the pure silver currency as produced in Tzur, in Tyre. V'chulam niftim b'kesef uv'sheva kesef. And the truth is, says the Mishnah, that's the value. So like I said before, let's call 508 Israeli shekels, is the value of 5 shlam pure silver today. So you have to give 508 shekels. You can give it in silver or any other commodity you want to. It's also okay. So you could, instead of using silver coins, you could use gold coins or copper coins or, palladium, bullion, whatever you want. You could give anything of value that's worth the value of 508 Israeli shekels today, and that would work. That's called shava kesef. Chutz min shkalim. There's an exception. Here the word shkalim here really is confounding. It's referring to what we call colloquially the machzis ha-shekel. The Torah prescribes that every year, practice in Adar, every Jewish male over 20 years old is going to give half a shekel towards the upkeep of the base milish and purchase of the communal korbanos. Masech ha-shkalim, we learned about it. So the point is there, you can't give shava kesef. You can't give gold or palladium or, books or anything else that's worth money. No. You have to give a half shekel coin. That's the requirement. Okay. And there is actually one other place in halacha where you have to use specifically a coin as opposed to a shava kesef, which is value. Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it is the case of a meiser sheni. If you're going to redeem your meiser sheni protos, you have to do it specifically onto a coin and bring the coin up to Yerushalayim, or coins up to Yerushalayim, to purchase foodstuffs and other consumables over there.